You're listening to SBS News.
The first gay supervisor elected in San Francisco, his name is Harvey Milk.
Harvey Milk was a pioneer of the gay rights movement in the United States. He fought for equality and became the first openly gay elected official when he and the mayor of San Francisco were shot and killed by a former colleague in 1978.
Both Mayor Moscone and Supervisor Harvey Milk have been shot and killed.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
It's a day his nephew, Stuart Milk, who was 17 at the time, will never forget.
He knew he was going to be killed. He didn't know who and he didn't know when. And he wanted there to be a message that gives people the freedom to be authentic. And it wasn't just for LGBT people. It was anyone who had to hide who they authentically are.
Stuart, now 59, says his uncle had apparently known he too was gay, but never told him. Instead, he instilled in him from a young age that being different was powerful.
He was the one who told me that my differences was a gift. Do not ever want to feel the same. He said, because those who are different are really the ones that have the power. And so he started that dialogue with me, and that continued until the day he was assassinated.
It was on that day that Stuart decided to come out of the closet and continue his uncle's mission. He began working in the women's rights sector before co-founding the Harvey Milk Foundation in 2009. Stuart's work advocating for human rights has taken him to every corner of the globe, including to Australia, ahead of this weekend's Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras. It's the first time the Harvey Milk Foundation will have a float in the world-famous parade, upon which Stuart will proudly stand. And while he praised Australia for its support of Mardi Gras and its vote in favour of marriage equality, he says there are still major issues for those in the trans community. He says the politics surrounding the rights of transgender people are harmful.
The way it's portrayed in the US, and I've seen a little bit here in Australia, is that it's a man who wants to go into a bathroom and look at women as if, I mean, and that's the last thing transgender people want to do. I mean, it's just painted purely to get at the fear. And it's almost like they want to box up and package fear.
Trans woman April Holcomb says it's this messaging that makes it hard for trans people to access even the most basic services.
If you're a transgender person and you're trying to get a job, it's very easy for a boss to make an excuse why they won't hire you when the actual reason is because you're transgender. And similarly, if you're trying to find a house, the same thing with a landlord.
She says to really improve the lives of trans people, there needs to be fundamental changes both in society and government.
We need a whole lot stronger anti-discrimination legislation around that, but we also just need to live in a better society where everyone is entitled to a house and everyone is entitled to a job. And that's an issue that might affect trans people particularly, but is a problem everyone is facing.
It's a complex issue that won't be fixed with a pride parade. But Robin Kennedy, who was there at Australia's first Mardi Gras in 1978 and is now a director of the parade, says the celebration will always symbolise change and solidarity.
I think Mardi Gras is really necessary to be a very bold statement. It's always been a statement of visibility, of identity and of community. And we need that as much now as we always did.
Ms. Kennedy says this weekend is about honouring trailblazers like Harvey Milk, who lit the fire all those years ago.
The assassination of Harvey Milk was, a very public event, and it galvanised action, I think, not just in the US, but it was recognised internationally.
And as thousands take to the streets to celebrate pride and individuality, it's clear Harvey Milk's message of hope is still very much relevant today.
I will fight to give those people who had once walked away hope so that those people will walk back in. Thank you very much.
Amelia Dunn, SBS News.